Beis Amar Aleph. Here we just finished last Gemara again about the Eithor of the Paraduma, that the last Teretz was Amar Vashigan, that was Shtei Takonis, that Avadim, the rise to the Dinis, there's only Nisimila upon the Paraduma itself, and not on the Eithor. Once you burn the Paraduma, there's no Nisimila. The Jasabon made Xeris since they saw there'd be Mizazlubor, and they used to use the Eithor for their own Makkah on their own wound, so therefore the Abonim made Xeris to put a Nisimila upon the Eithor. Now, when the Abonim saw the Kiv and the Chos, the Kaposhim, Misotik Hazois, the people did not want to make Hazom in Asofik, and it's sad that they were Tommy Mace, the Din is supposed to have Hazor from the Pesach Paraduma, the Mechatis spits on you, on Gimel Vishav, the third day and seventh day. For that Asofik Tumma, they're afraid to use it because they hold this Nisimila. They didn't want to be over the Nisimila in Asofik. Therefore, people used to stop becoming Tor from Asofik Mace. Therefore, when the Abonim forgot about this, Hukmah the Yeraisa, the Bon left it on the Yeraisa. And that's about the Pshat, the Yeraisa, the Eastern Mila is only upon the Paradum itself, and not upon the Ofa, not upon the Efer, after you burn the Paradum. Now the Gemara says, Tone Rabbonon, Par Elam Dover Shal Tzibor, the power that a Tzibor brings on Elam Dover, if they listen to the Bezna Godel, and they paskin wrong, the Shoigeg, and the Tzibor listen, they have to bring a special power. So that part, that chatna to the tzibur has to bring, and ruah dinu siri avodas kechovim. When the tzibur does the chet of avodah zorah, that we have to bring the soyer for the kapor, for the korbin. Slochris betchila magvina lehen tibur Reb Yehuda. Betchila magvina means even though it's a korbin tzibur, where do we receive the money for this? So Rashi says klaymar achshav kishmevia noisin gavin esamoyis. Right now they make a new collection for the money to buy this Par Elam Dovor or this Sar Vazachovim. Because Echad V'Echad, from every single Yochid, all the whole Tzibur has to pay for it. For Yehem Boi Metrumas Aleshko, Kishar Kavon and Tzibur. It's not brought from the Trumas Aleshko, the rest of Sar Kavon Tzibur. Rather, it's a special Lecho. It's Betchila Magvin Lehen. You have to go and collect money for it. These are the words of Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Eimanol, Metrumas Aleshko, and Boi, you know, this is like any other Korban Tzibur. There's brought mitzvah salishka. For the Gemara, Votan Yipchur learned the opposite way around. That Reb Shimon is the one that says it's betchilas magvian, and Reb Yehuda is the one that says it comes from a salishka. Samora says, "Hai ninayu achriti." Which one was learned last? Samora says there was learned the one was learned last. L'chur that's the ikka. That should be samech on it. And Rashi says, Mishum the Chaim Malon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Lach Rav Yehuda, Pasman Rav Yehuda. So I don't know which one of the Ikka member of Rav Yehuda. Samora says, Amru, Lach Nekayim with Rav Ashi, Lei Maletzei Kemaisa Achriti. The first way we learned it, that Rav Yehuda was the one that said that Petchila Magvina Lei, that's the Ikka, that's the one that he said last. The Shemin, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, the Chayis Lepshiyo. We heard that Rav Shimon is the one that Chayis Lepshiyo. So that's why according to Reb Shimon the Yolds, it comes Michel Tzibur, it comes from Trumas Lishka. Because otherwise, to make people come and collect from it, we're afraid that they'll be pasher, they'll be negligent, they won't collect the money. So if according to Reb Shimon, it's Mistar of the Yolds, it should come from Trumas Lishka, from the money that was already collected already. Omulu Rav Ashi said back, Afilu Teimu Basraitso Achrito. Even if you want to say no, the last learning, that Rabbi Shimon would be the one that says that you collected as the Emes, still there wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbi Shimon. Why? I'll tell you, Kiko Chayes Rabbi Shimon, Lepshiya, Vimusad Lesbu Kapor Begavo. When does Rabbi Shimon say we're afraid of Pshiya? That's only by the Minchas, Kohen Gadol, where the father dies. The child was where to get the money from the Tibur, from the Yorshim. But there, that Minchas are for Kaporah. So over there was a for a Peshia that the Yashim will be Peshia. They won't give the money to bring the Minchas, Kohen Gadol. Ma'ashen came b'milsa dislu kapora begavor lechayish b'pshim l'pshia. But over here, to collect the money for a power helam dobo that the Tzibur needs a kapor for the chet that they did, or for the korban of a seer avores kechovim, that the chayis or the Tzibur did a chet, they need a kapora, seer we're not afraid to be Peshia. Therefore there's no steer in Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, we're back to the Shaila, which one was the Emes that Rabbi Shimon really said, and which one was the one that Yehuda said, which is the really Emes take away to know how to hold, like Rashi says, the Pasmach of Yehuda. So what's the Maskon of Yehuda? So Moshe says, my heavy Allah, what's the Maskon over here? Om Alei Rabba Zuta, Le Rav Ashi, Toshma Kamenir. Tatani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, as Korbani Lachmi Lishai, Reachni Choychetishmru, Lahakru Libimoyadoi. If this Pasuk is coming, there's a Pasuk by Korban Atomid, that about this Korban Atomid comes from the Tzibur, but Lerabba is Parel Amdavisho Tzibur. It comes to include who I did when the Tzibur does a Chet, and they have to bring a power for that Chet. Or else, Usiri Avaris Kechavim. When the Tzibur does a Chet of Avoid, you always have to bring a Sawyer, Sheboyim Mitrumas Alishko, then this Pasuk is Korban Achmili Shai. There's a Rebu to say that even these two Korban Tzibur also come Mitrumas Alishko. These are Rabbi Shimon, these are words of Rabbi Shimon. So the kid said, this is the Maskant of Shimon, also this boy in Mishal Tzibor, and Rabbi Yudi is the one that says no, Petchilas Magvinen, so we have to go around to collect the money for these two Kabbonas at the Tzibor Tirachet. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shleim Ahoysa Kravo, in the case of the brought his Minchas Chavit, the Mitzvah Kohen Gadol was Nifta, so then it was brought complete, it was not brought a Chatzi Sorm, a Berk, a Chatzi Sorm, a Be'erev, but rather the holy son was brought shalom. Omer Reb Chiyah Barabba. Boy Reb Yech, Reb Yech has a shalom like this. What does the Mishnah mean to say, Shleim Ois HaKreva? Does it mean to say, Shleim HaShach was a Shleim HaBein Abayim? That Abad is left to bring it twice a day? Just you brought a complete Yisrn in the morning and a complete Yisrn in the afternoon, Bein Abayim. Or Duma maybe no, Shleim HaShach, you only have to bring one Yisrn for the day. And the fact is you brought that Yisrn complete in the morning, or b'tema bein abayim, and then in the afternoon, you do not have to bring it all. So what's behind the Mishnah that says that shleim ois hakreva? That was the shaila. So Mor says, Omar Rova, Toshima, come in here. It says aloha that shmini b'chavitin, that the eighth koyin work with the chavitin. So Rashi explains, there's a Gemara in the Talmud there that explains that by the Korban HaTomid, both Hashach and both Shabbat HaBayim, they used to have Yud Gimel Kahanim Oiskim. The Talmud used to have 13 Kahanim, and explains there why need 13 for. So the 8th Kohen that was used for, it said they brought the Chavitim. Tosha, they brought the Chavitim every day, what, in the morning, and every day in the afternoon. The Avimis, it is true the way you're saying, the B'tel HaBayim HaBayim, that sometimes when the Kohen Gadol is mace, they do not bring any more chavitim bein abayim. If so, hozimnud lemeshkachas leishmini bechavitim. Because sometimes they're not going to need an eighth kohen like to do the chavitim. So you're not going to end up with 13 kohanim needed for the korban atomic of bein abayim. Hechidom, where's the case going to be? To meis kohen gadol, where kohen gadol died. And v'loimino achatachta, they did not appoint another kohen gadol instead of him. So if so, it's a kashi, we tell him it'll be botol. So it's not going to stim that you always have to have Yud Gimel Kanim by the Korban HaTomish Rebbein Abayim. So Mor says, Omru Rabbonin Kaimad Reb Yimya. He said this over in front of Reb Yimya. Omri said, Bebabloi Tipshoi, in Bobo they're like fools. Mishum Diyas Rebiyas Adichashuva, they're sitting in a black land, and there is not near Tishrol, not near the Shechina. And therefore Omri Shmanta Tote Mechashkan, they say like black learnings, in other words, he didn't like this answer. He said, if so, Elo Diktana, that's what it says over there in the Mishnah, also the Gemara in the Talmud, that Shvi, what would the seventh Kohen needed for him? The service. That by the Korban HaTomid, used to bring the Minchas Nesachim, used to have the service to bring the flour, bring the flour. And she, the ninth one was, the Yayin, to bring the Nisna Yayin. So, Achinam, you want to tell me also, the Lebetilu, that I'd never stop, like every single day, you always have to have the service and the Yayin. I we dash and the Pasuk says Minchosim v'niskeim balaylo and Minchosim v'niskeim afilu l'mocho, meaning to say that you could bring a Korban HaTomid today and the Minchas Shabbat you could first bring tomorrow. So that day they did not bring it that day, they did not need 13 Kohanim by that Minchas Ben Habayim. They first make up for it tomorrow. Ella, what do you think? So Di like the Tani. In special cases, they're not talking about that. They're talking about normal cases when everything is going well, that you bring to the Sochem today, and Avada, when you have a Kohen Gadol also. He said, okay, now, midi like a Tani. We're not talking about cases that if a Kohen Gadol dies. We're talking about a normal circumstances where the Kohen Gadol is alive. So when the Kohen Gadol is alive, there's a mitzvah to bring the Chavitim every day, one by Erev, one by Boik, one by Ben Abayim, and that was brought during the Avodas of the Korban HaTomid. So therefore, that's part of the Cheshbon of the Kohanim that used to do the Avodah, the Shas that brought the Korban HaTomid. One current that used to be Makrev used to burn the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. So there's no proof to say that when the Kohen Gadol dies, it'll be different, and the Kohanim maybe would be different then. Just here we're talking about the normal cases. Gemara says the Hadru came with the red one in front of Rava. Omri said like this: Maybe Shusan Amri Kamayo, Betivusan Layamri Kamayo. Like Yoni said the bad things in front of them, but you did not say the good things in front of them. So Rashi says, like, only when the Bible says bad things, that's said in front of you, like you speak bad of us. But Mitivusan, Kiyamri Milamayas Layamri Kamayo, when we say good things, that they don't say over in front of you. In other words, he's sticking up for the people in Babel, he also say good things. They said like this. For all the Rama Rava say this. Hani Nami Tivusni, there's also a good learning. Rashi says, Hanami Diamorin, Diyena Betilo, that's not bottled the Korban Atomid, the Chavitim Ben Abayim, Mitivus, it's like a good Rasha. The Yoframat, you're saying very good, and went out from another Pesach. Why? Because Omakwa, the Pesach says, Seilas minchas mincha tamid. It says that this mincha, the Kohen Gadol, is like a tamid. Is a rei lechol ki minchas tamidim. That water is never bottled. See, even b'shas, there's no Kohen Gadol. Still, you have to bring a mincha baboiker and a mincha bein abayim. Shos, you don't bring a chatzi sorm, and then you have to bring a complete sorm both times. So, it could be like you're saying, it's not because of your reasoning, but for different reason. Rakov on the Gemara says, my heavy, Allah, what's the maskana over here? Again, the shayla was when the Kohen Gadol is mace. That the Mishnah says, Oshleim hoise kreva, they brought a holy sarin. Does it mean just one isarin for the day? Or does it mean, no, one complete one in the morning, and one complete isarin in the afternoon? So my heavy, Allah, what's the maskana? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Toshma coming here, the time you learned. Shleim hashach with the shleim abayin abayin. You learned it like this, and Echnami, you have to bring two isarins. One complete one baboike, one complete one ben rabbi. Omer Reb Yechanon, pligid bo Abba Yosi ben Distoy v'rabbonon. It's a machoikis between them. That Abba Yosi ben Distoy yomer, mafresh lo, shnei kemotzim, shel levoino. That you have to use two different kemitzas full, handfuls, of the levoino. Kremit shachris, we use one kemitza for the morning, chavitim, and bekremit ben rabbiim, and another special kemitza of levoino, the Bein Habayim. And Rashi says here, Pligi means Bechaviti Kohen Gadol Shleimeis, where the Kohen Gadol is alive. And he has to bring a complete Yisarim Baboika, and then we divide it up half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And also we yell, you have to bring now in the morning Shnei Kemotzim of Levoina, that one you use in the morning and one you use in the afternoon. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Distoy Shita. For Rabbonin Amar Rabbonin say, Mafresh Lo Kohen Mitzachod, no. You only have to bring one kemitza, one handful full of levoina. And just like you bring one isarin, and chatzi kaimashach, just like you use only chatzi isarin of flour in the morning, the same thing, it's only chatzi kaimitz of levoina shachris. So chatzi kaimitz ben abayim. So the Gemara says that, but Mike, look at the machoikas over here. Abiyoisi ben destroy sovar, liyaska chon chatzi kaimitz the korif. We never find to be mark of the chatzi kaimitz. So pshita, since you have to bring the minchas chavit and baboikam, even though the flower wise is only a chatzi sorin, but of Adam Levoina is a complete kemitza of Levoina. So if we have to bring one complete kemitza in the morning and one complete kemitza in the afternoon. Rabban and Savino, we ask a choni sorin, the boy shnei kemotzim. The maestro usually for every sorin a flower, you have to have one kemitza. See that this minchas kohen gadol is made out of one isorin, and you divide it up half in the morning, but kol parim it's only one isorin. Therefore, so you only need one kemitza, one handful of levoina, and you divide it up, half in the morning, half for baiker, half for ben rabbayim. That's the machlekes. Now the Gemara says, boy, you Reb Yechanan, Reb Yechanan, shout like this, boy, Reb Yechanan, Kohen Gadol Shemeis, what's going to be in the case where the Kohen Gadol dies, and the Lemino Achatachtav, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol, what's going to be now? Le Rabbono,